Uncomfortable questions. Of McClellan's three needs, which one do you think drives you the most? Which one doesn't drive you at all? What are the benefits the dominant drivers have given you? What about the negatives that have come with these drivers? How might understanding your drivers help you in the future? Notice also the intrinsic motivators mentioned outside the broader needs in this model. Which of these specific needs connect most with you? For some of us, it is variety, excitement, or social interaction. Others seek certainty. Some people want to know they're making a difference, driven by justice and doing work with meaning. For others, there is a need to beat our previous selves, thriving on competition and challenge. Then, there are those who are interested in knowledge for the sake of knowledge, mastery, and precision. If you dive deep, what motivates you? If you are struggling to identify your intrinsic and extrinsic motivators, it helps to deliberate on previous decisions. When you have changed jobs before, why did you do it? When you have stayed in a role for a long time, what kept you there? When have you been the most satisfied in your career to date and why? You might also ponder your interests and hobbies. If you like painting, why do you like it? What does it give you? If you can't go without watching your favorite football team play each week, why is it important to you? How does it serve you? Our motivators are the backseat drivers of our life choices. Bringing them to the forefront allows you to commence creating your future life with control and self-leadership.